A 90-year-old twin-masted sailing schooner sailed into Portland Harbor this morning. The Adventure arrived to pick up 3 tons of Maine-grown farm produce and will set off for Boston at first light tomorrow. The project's called Maine Sail Freight, and while it's part historical reenactment, the organizers say they're also out to make a serious point about food systems and regional economies. Tom Porter has more.
5-0!
Shortly before noon, the schooner Adventure chugged into Portland's working waterfront with Captain Stefan Edick at the helm.
Adventure is a 122-foot long knockabout schooner, which means she has no bowsprit. That was a design innovation from the 1890s.
She was built in Gloucester, Massachusetts in 1926, and Edick says she was the most successful fishing vessel to sail out of that port. Now she's owned and operated as an educational non-profit and listed as a National Historic Landmark.
She's an extraordinary sailing craft. She has an enormous amount of sail area. She is a fast and powerful vessel that's very maneuverable under sail.
The Adventure also has a lot of storage space below decks. Once it was used for cod, but today it's a different cargo.
We have many products from many family farms in Maine.
Severin Fleming is managing the Sail Freight project. She's also director of Greenhorns, an advocacy group that supports America's new generation of young farmers.
How was your sail?
Soon after the Adventure's arrival, Fleming discusses with Edick how best to load up the cargo.
Where is the stuff? And
they're supposed to be here at noon. We're bringing dry beans, maple syrup, pickled beans, pickled fiddleheads, sea salt, seaweed, Maine-grown biscuit mix, and grains. So basically everything non-perishable.
The cargo, worth about $70,000, will be unloaded in Boston Harbor on Sunday. About a third of the goods have already been sold to customers in the area, but the remainder will be transported a few blocks by bicycle to the city's public market. Leah Cook says the idea is to educate people about local food systems and how relevant they are, even in a globalized economy. Cook is with Fiddler's Green Farm, which is supplying much of the produce for the project.
I think it's important to be thinking creatively about transport and about provenance, so where our products are coming from and where they're going. It's something that's pretty important to us as Mainers who have multiple businesses producing food.
Meanwhile, at the Portland waterfront, 6,000 pounds of farm goods are stacked up, waiting to be loaded onto the schooner Adventure. First mate Bill Burke gives a safety briefing.
Some of these boxes are light, but some of them are heavy. We all have 10 fingers to start. We all want to have 10 fingers to finish, right? Okay. I see some.
Listening attentively, about a dozen volunteer stevedores who have turned out to help. Among them is Jim Cornish, a heavily bearded farmer and teacher from the Mid-Coast. This project is important to him, he says, because it offers lessons from the past.
The ocean's always going to be here and the wind's always going to blow. We don't know the same thing about fossil fuel or nuclear power or whatever else.
Do I think this is sustainable in that we're going to start moving the bulk of our food around by sail? No, I don't.
But, says UMaine business professor Stephanie Welcomer, the Maine Sail Freight Project does an important job of demonstrating how reliant all food production and distribution systems are on a fossil fuel-based transportation model.
And as we know, with climate change, it's important to think about how we can reduce our reliance on fossil fuels.
And this, she says, involves coming up with new business models for the 21st century.
Rolling home. Rolling home across the sea.
For MPBN News, I'm Tom Porter.
Home to old New England, rolling home, dear land to thee.